And Russell.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Get me Tom Mann, too, right away.
All right, thank you.
Better than I do. He changes every 24 hours, but he was with us today.
Anybody against you? Fulbright, of course, in the paper.
Fulbright was silent. He just come off the floor delivering a speech and was very quiet. I thought it was very subdued. And everybody else with him.
How many were there?
Well, let's see. Aiken was there.
Wait a minute, Walter, I want to talk to you.
About 10 was present.
And the only one that wasn't with you was Fulbright.
I wouldn't even say that Fulbright was opposed. I think he was sorry he didn't have all the facts.
Well, he was speaking in the New York Times, wasn't he?
I think so. Did you read the little memo I sent you?
The 3 pages, yeah. Yeah, I read it. Yeah.
I think this is a group effort, which if we buy it, it's bad for the country.
We're not going to buy it. Did you tell him what I said?
I didn't tell him what you said, sir. I just said that I didn't think you would, and I never would. I never quote you, sir.
Well, I told you to quote me, though, and just say you didn't know what the next president would do. But this president wasn't going to do that. I called you, told you, tell him that. I want somebody to tell him. I walk out here and
I
tell him
that
you...
very clear. I left it very clear, but I never quote the president of the United States. I think he ought to speak for himself.
Well...
I left it very
clear. I will, if they'll... but I don't want to go up before those committees. But I think that next time you go before any committee, you ought to just say, now, I'm not able to speak for the next president, but I've had enough conferences with this president. And I am in a position to say to you that he is not going to agree to renegotiate a treaty and go into this thing with any pre-commitment.
And I spelled it out. I said, suppose we say that we're going to revise the present treaty. This puts a cloud on them, and we don't even know what's going to replace them. This is what sold Morris, the legal treaty. And he said, do you mean this would cloud the treaty? And I said, yes. Sort of obsolete, we're going to do it all over again. We don't even know what their demands are. And I pointed out that we tried to find out what the revision meant, and they told us they would tell us later. So I don't think you have to worry about that committee.
All right, now what are we going to do about, how are we going to get this over to the public? Get, I wish you'd write it and get it over and let me look at it. I sure want you to.
I have written and I'm going to do it. If you give me permission, then I'll say anything you want on that.
Yeah, I just wish the quicker the better.
All right, sir. We'll do it soon.
All right, just clear it over here. Get it to Bundy right away and let us go over it. And we'll just get it out. I think we got to take these guys on.
Well, I'm ready to take them all on.
All right. I'm with you all the way.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.